Dave Kubiak spent a recent rainy Thursday stacking the deck of his boat, the Laura Lee, with crab pots for this year's harvest. He says the night before the season is always exciting.
We'll leave in sufficient time to get there and to go someplace and anchor up and then wait for the morning and then run out and get all nervous and jittery on the opener, you know, which is silly, but we do.
Kubiak says back in the 1960s, he'd get a nickel a pound for these crabs. This year, the Kodiak Crab Alliance Cooperative and local canneries agreed to $8.10 per pound for Tanner. That's partially because of low supply and high demand across the country. Kodiak's Tanner crab fishery didn't even open last year. And back in 2020, crabbers fished for about half that price per pound. This year, guideline harvest levels for the Kodiak fishery were set at 1.1 million pounds, nearly triple as much as the year before. And Tanner crab fisheries for Chignik and the South Peninsula are also open this season.
This is a bigger quota than we've had in a while. The last three seasons, we were sort of near the regulatory minimums.
That's Nat Nichols, a Kodiak-based area management biologist with Fish and Game. Crabbing has been a fickle business over the years, but Nichols says that starting back in 2001, the agency started seeing local Tanner crab numbers surge every few years. He's been tracking this year's cohort since 2018.
And that's exciting, and it looks promising for the next few years at least, because this is sort of the front edge of that pulse of crab, and there are quite a few crab behind them.
Kubiak says that's even more exciting than preseason jitters.
You don't have to catch a lot of crab to make some money. Yeah. And of course, that trickles down in the community. That goes to crew. You know, that's money in crew's pockets. It's wonderful.
Kodiak's Tanner crab fishery will remain open until the season's quota is caught. That could be only a few days or as long as a week or more, depending on conditions. 79 vessels had registered as of Friday for this year's Tanner season, but Nichols said he expected a few more boats to register throughout the weekend. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.